800-259-0089.
I would like to just take a moment and ask you if you will become a partner with us in helping people all over the world come to know Christ and also helping them with their needs and the pain that they have in their life. We would love to have you be our partner.
As a thank you to any new or current partner that signs up for convenient automatic giving, we'd like to send you the devotional Promises for Your Everyday Life. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today, and to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Because the system is earmarked for judgment doesn't mean you are earmarked for judgment. Come on, somebody. See, you got to understand, God did some stuff back then that was almost unbelievable. It was awesome to behold how God moved. And guess what? He's going to move like that in this day and time, too. While the plagues and the judgment was coming on Egypt, remember, the one plague was darkness. It got so dark, they couldn't see their hand. Can you imagine that darkness? They couldn't see their hand in front of their face. Nobody moved from any place. But he said, while it was dark there, over in Goshen, they was partying hardy. Had the tambourine out, singing praises, praise dancing, hallelujah night. But it was dark in Egypt, dark, plagues. That's why our sight has to be set on what God has said and not have the mentality that people in the world have. Because their mentality is a slave mentality. They're not free. Tell somebody, God's about to set you free for real. Give me Exodus chapter 2, verse 11. Exodus chapter 2, verse 11. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is the man. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out unto his brethren. This is Moses. He had to be delivered from his natural strength. Looked out on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Okay, that's a big deal, because God has to deliver us. And when I say deliver, take us beyond the limitations of our education, of our gifting, of our natural strength. He has to take us beyond there, because it's something he's doing sovereignly. Amen. It won't be accomplished in the natural. That's why we must stand in faith, believing for the movement of the Holy Ghost, for God to move in ways that we could never do ourselves. Amen? The other thing that we looked at last time, too, concerning God raising up authentic leadership, is that Moses had to order his family right. Now, we'll get into this. We're going to really get into this and dissect it, but home had to be in order. Hello, if they were going to move forward, if they were going to get deliverance, God wasn't just delivering everybody. It's like when in our school, when we study the conquering of the promised land, the seven different nations that they conquered there, all the ites, they represented something. But one of them was lawlessness. Now imagine Israel at the Jordan, you know, knowing that they're that close to the promised land. If God hadn't taught them rank and order, can you imagine people just diving in, swimming across? Think about it a minute. People just diving in the Jordan, just swimming across. We'd have made it. I'm going to get mine. Lawlessness. But see, God has to order some things. Because he's a God of order. There's an order, there's a rank, there's a protocol by which he will do things, even in deliverance. It ain't just, you know, everybody free for all. But some people think that's true freedom in the church. That ain't freedom in the church. You know, so some can even go as far as to feel bound by structure. I don't mean structure that's binding up God. I mean discipline. You understand what I mean? Self-discipline. Some people get bound by that because they're used to natural strength or just doing things of their own accord. That's not how God works. Okay, so he had to order his family life. I mentioned this before because Moses, when he failed, after he got instruction, he failed to circumcise his son Gershom. For whatever reason, he didn't do it. Exodus chapter 4, verse 24. Look at this. Moses didn't circumcise Gershom. In other words, he got this mighty call from God, but he neglected to take care of this one duty. And it says, and it came to pass, by the way, in the end, that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. What? Lord, you just called me to this mighty work. I'm about to take you out. This is serious. The Lord was about to abort the whole plan with Moses. This ain't just there some poetry. The Lord sought to kill Moses. Next verse. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, surely a bloody husband thou art to me. Thank God for the Zipporahs, the second Holy Ghost. She picked up on that thing and she got a sharp stone and circumcised that boy real quick and stayed the death angel. Listen, we're going to really dig into this because I have sensed not only the urgency, but the reverence for what God has concerning our houses. We've gone through a couple of decades where, you know, house wasn't important. It was all about ministry. You know, it was all about ministry. You had ministers, prominent ministers, divorcing and remarrying. And, you know, that this is my soulmate. And haven't we seen? We've seen it. More than we can even talk about. We've seen a lot of foolishness. But see, God is showing us how serious it is concerning home if we're going to exit. If we're going to move from, see, God, there's no game, no more time for games. He had to set those houses in order. And as a matter of fact, all those houses had to become one. Hello? God has to make the church a community. And he says in his word, in the day of the Lord's power, his people will volunteer freely. It shouldn't be where, you know, you have to pump and prime, and I ain't going to beg, but, you know, just try to convince people to get involved and to help out and even to give and do different things. It should be a given. But see, when it's not, it's an indication that people aren't moving. But when you get that momentum and people start really doing of their own accord, without being coerced, you know, without being manipulated, without somebody begging or, you know, the light's going to be off if y'all don't give. No, all this foolishness. No, but just give freely. We know that it's a day of God, the power of God. God is moving now. Remember they were bringing gold and stuff for the temple, the building of the temple. And they brought so much that they said, tell the people not to bring any more. It was a day of God's power and the people were volunteering freely. But see, another thing, and we're gonna connect all these dots, it's an indication that people aren't standing in faith. That they get so used to stuff and routine and comfort and convenience and cease moving in faith. But I challenge you, I believe tomorrow when you rise up off that, when them feet hit the floor, you're gonna put on that shield of faith. You're gonna get out in faith and you ain't gonna stop fighting at 9 o'clock. You're going to keep on fighting throughout the day until you see some change, till you see some stuff that you wasn't seeing. The ordinary is going to become extraordinary. You're going to start to see possibilities, things you had been neglecting, things you had been letting get by you that are there for you, but you got to stand in faith. They are yours. You are the firstborn. You are his son. The firstborn have preeminence. A double portion is yours. But the mentality, we We got to dismantle all of that. Okay, so nationalism, carnal power, and he had to order his family life. Number four, an indication is going to be accuracy in the midst of crises. I gave you the example of the airplane taking off. And, you know, some of the deacons and myself, I took some flying lessons before. And, you know, taking off was not as critical as landing. You know, there's a lot of critical maneuvers in that on both sides. But landing, you know, you had to stick that right. You know, there's a lot that could go on if you don't precisely land it. So taking off is one thing. You know, you can find your altitude, you can, you know, maneuver and that. But when you're coming in for a landing, you got to know. You got to be just above them trees. You got to know how high you are. You got to know where the end of that runway is. You got to know where your wheel's going to touch down. You got to know that thing is not, you know, there's a certain thing when the wind is blowing, and there's a certain things you just have to know, and it has to be precise or you'll crash and burn. So accuracy in the midst of crises. No more sleep for sorrow. Stay accurate. Complete obedience to God's commands. And I want to establish this. Trust in God-appointed leadership. If we're going to exit, if we're going to leave where we are and be where God wants us in the Spirit, then we must trust in our God-appointed leadership. Give me Exodus 12 and verse 28. And the children of Israel went away and did. Now, they'd gone from slavery saying, "Who made you a judge over us?" They'd seen the hand of God. They'd seen things placed in order. Now they're saying, and the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. Instead of fighting with Moses now, they're aligning with Moses. Accuracy in the midst of crisis. Verse 35. Give me verse 35. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. There they go again. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels, silver, and raiment. Give me verse 50. Thus did all the children of Israel as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. Okay, that's a very important element, characteristic, an important point that we learn accuracy in the midst of crisis. As Moses commanded, they did. They understood now God was commanding through Moses to them, and they did just that. Amen? Number five, we must reestablish family life. Number five, we must reestablish family. I feel so strongly about this. As a matter of fact, I'm praying now to some of our emphasis is going to be on financial seminars, and marriage seminars. Amen. Along with our school of stature. Amen. Finance, marriage, and the spirit dimension. Amen. But amen, sad amen, but I'm going to do it anyway. This coming anyway. The amen's got quieter and quieter. I'm coming to your house. And we want to get our houses in order. It's nothing condemning about it. It's you know, when we hear and obey and change. Say it with me. I hear, I obey, and I change. I was listening to something today, and a statement was made to a young man. He said, "Only a fool won't change." I thought, wow, how powerful is that? It's true. Only a fool is not willing to change. We've come to the close of part two of our series entitled Transformation, Breaking the Bondage, part two. God judged Egypt while he was getting something out of Israel. We have to stop looking and fearing. Israel came out with a high hand. If we're going to break bondage, the slave mentality must be put to death.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free